It's hard to imagine a more exhilarating day for our new Australian of the Year. Dylan Allcott had a win on court at the Australian Open before ditching his gear, donning a tuxedo and flying to Canberra to be given one of the country's biggest honours. It's the first time in the award's 62-year history that a person with a disability has received the award. The Paralympic champion takes over from child sexual abuse survivor and advocate Grace Tame. Dylan Allcott, congratulations.
BK, you legend. How are
you?
You
just became Australian of the Year. It will give you an even bigger platform. How will you use it?
Oh, I mean, first and foremost, I just can't believe it, to be honest. I'm eternally grateful. It was such a whirlwind day yesterday. I'm emotionally a 10 out of 10, physically about a 2 out of 10. I am battling this morning, but look, the reason I'm here is because of so many people with disability that came before me that broke down glass ceilings so I can be who I am, you know. Athletes like Kurt Fernley and Louise Sauvage, advocates like Stella Young. I'm also not the first person with disability to win this. The first physical disability for sure. Grace Tame herself has autism. But look, my purpose, I realised my purpose about 10 years ago and it hasn't changed from that day. And it won't change, you know, moving forward. It's to change perception so people with disability, people like me can get out and live the lives they deserve to live. For the 4.5 million people in this country with some form of physical or non-physical disability, you know, they don't feel proud of their disability like I've been lucky enough to feel for a while now. And it's because of a lack of opportunities, unconscious bias, discrimination that they can't get out there and be the people they want to be. And we need greater representation everywhere, you know, boardrooms, in our boardrooms, classrooms, uni, on our radios, PK, you know, on our dating apps, absolutely everywhere. Because you cannot be what you cannot see. And the best way to amplify that is listening to lived experience of people with disability, more people with disability, not just my annoying gravelly voice.
I'm good with yours. You are Australian of the Year. Look, you mentioned a couple of things which I think were really powerful. You want free rapid tests and also a fully funded NDIS. These are really key issues. I know it's only your first morning in the new gig, but have you spoken to the government about any of this or do you intend to?
Yeah, for sure. Look, you know, I've got a consulting firm where we hire 50 consultants. Every single one of them has some form of physical or non-physical disability. And, you know, we're always talking to people with multiple disabilities for what they need, and especially for people who are, you know, immunocompromised and vulnerable at the moment. First and foremost, how good that Australia is opening up. But when you've got to think about it, for a lot of people, it's actually really scary because they are worried that if they, you know, do get COVID, they're going to be in trouble. So if somebody needs a free daily rapid test for them and their family and their carers so they can feel confident to get out and live their life, we've got to give them that straight away. I've been talking about the NDIS with the government for years. And, you know, it is fully funded, you know, but it's got to be guaranteed funding forever, right? Because without the NDIS, so many people with disability can't be the people they want to be. They can't get the care they need, first and foremost, which is the most important, get the resources they need, the equipment they need to get out there and start living their life, to get out and get a job, to get out so their families can stop caring for them and they can go out and get a job. You know what I mean? So they're two of the most important issues in this country. And you've got to remember, only about 500,000 people of the 4.5 million people that have a disability are on the NDIS, right? There are 4 other million people who aren't. And they need support too, so they can be the people that they want to be. And you know what, PK, I don't need to be a tennis player anymore to fight for these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I am retiring tomorrow, but I'll fight forever. I really will. And you know, I'm going to stuff up. Like, I don't know everything about disability, that's for sure. But I'm going to do the best that I can to try and advocate for my community. And yeah, I hope I make everybody proud doing it.
It's fair to say that Grace Tame broke a few rules in using the opportunity to force a national discussion on the treatment of women. Her advocacy, along with others, continues to reverberate politically. What kind of approach to the role will you take?
Great question. First, and also, Tame's a legend. Like, what she's done the last year and you know, some of the hate that she cops online and stuff. Like, I gave her a big hug last night. And
You're not in the school that thinks she should smile more.
Well, she can do whatever she wants. I'm not going to tell Grace Tame how to be Grace Tame, that's for sure. But what I will say is the way that I'm going to do this role is I'm going to be me. I'm not going to change one bit. I'm just going to do the best that I can. And there is power in being authentically you 100% of the time and being vulnerable as well, PK. And you know that. I mean, you work in the media. Mm-hmm. Being vulnerable is scary, isn't it? It really is, like putting yourself out there. People say, what are your biggest strengths? And everyone's like, your work ethic and your resilience and your tenacity on court. And that's all BS, I reckon. I think my biggest strength is that I'm always 100% authentically me and proud of who I am. And I'm always going to be vulnerable in times when I'm struggling or when I'm passionate about something. So I'm just going to be me. I'm not going to be Grace Tame. I'm not going to be anybody else. I'm just going to do the best that I can do. And I've got no idea. What are you even supposed to do in this role? I don't know. This is all new to me.
Be a legend?
I hope so. I don't know. So I'm just going to go out there and, just fight for what I believe in, but also do it in the best way that, Dylan can do it.
Now, Dylan Alcott, last year I spoke to you on TV and you told me about your political aspirations.
Oh, hang on. You took this blew up, all right? You and I spoke about this and the next minute I'm running for Prime Minister after that. That was huge.
Yeah, well, that's my idea of a good time, an interview where you're running for Prime Minister. But I'm serious. I want to bring you to that. Are you going to use this as a platform for potential political aspirations? And where do those political aspirations lie? Where on the sort of spectrum?
Well, down the track, maybe. I've got no idea. But, not tomorrow, not this year, probably not in the next decade. I've got lots of other things that I want to do. But I'm not writing anything off, you know what I mean? Like, in life. Like, I want to do some acting, PK. I want to do all kinds of different things. So, I think when you put your mind to it, I'm going to have a crack at absolutely everything. I might fail, but I'm going to try everything except walking. No good at that. But I'm still lost for words, to be honest, that I've got this platform and I'm not using it to launch anything. I'm just extremely humbled and grateful that I have been, I think, yes, I play tennis and I won tennis tournaments, but I think this is an award for what I've done more so off the court.
Yeah.
And, for people to buy into my, I never saw anybody like me on TV, heard on the radio, growing up. And if I told young Dylan that he'd be Australian of the Year, I just wouldn't have believed it, PK. I honestly wouldn't. So, I'm still a bit lost for words for it and really hope that I can make everybody proud out there having a crack. I'm not running for Prime Minister, let me tell you that much.
But you are interested in politics because, I'm assuming you think that's how you can make the change, right?
Well, yeah, if you can make some change in politics, but you can also make change on the radio, on TV, online, all kinds of places. And I'll use all the avenues to fight for my community, whatever it takes, because I have won Australian of the Year today, but I'll be doing my purpose, which is to change perception so people with disability can live the lives they deserve to live till the day that I die, PK. Mm. In absolutely every forum that you will listen to this gravelly voice. So, we'll see what happens.
So if you could speak to 10-year-old Dylan right now, what would you say to him about this?
I'd say get a better haircut. I'd say move your bed out of the pantry because I enjoyed eating corn chips. And I would also say just be proud of the person that you are. And to be proud of your disability because he hated himself. He hated his disability so much. And as soon as I became proud of it and started talking about it and embraced it, everyone around me became proud of it too. And it changed my life. And the weight off my shoulders, I can't tell you what it felt like. And we all want to be different. You might not have a disability, but you might be different. Be proud of your difference because difference is beautiful. It really is. And we all need to harness that. So, I'm forever grateful for this. I really am.
You have your day job too. You're playing in the Australian Open. How are you going to go back on court after all this excitement?
If I was playing today, I would get my ass kicked because I feel horrible. But I've got a day to recover, so I'm going to do my best. It's my last ever tennis match, so all I can ask of myself is to enjoy it, that's for sure.
You've really packed in a few very big occasions, haven't you, mate?
I've got another one. I'm on TV.
Yeah, I know.
Love your work.
Bye. Dylan Alcott. I did stretch the friendship there, didn't I? As much as I possibly can. He has back-to-back media arrangements, which is what happens when you become a very famous Australian of the Year. Dylan Alcott there.